Well, happy holidays and peace on earth and goodwill to all living things. And on that note, today's topic is all about the level of consciousness of peace and the high vibration of that, the intention for peace on earth and goodwill towards men or all living things is a very high level of consciousness and understanding. So today, in this holiday season, we're going to speak about peace on earth. Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace, among other enlightened beings, and what it really means to experience this level of consciousness known as peace. But before we get started, I always like to share a couple of things. And today we're not going to share 101 Ways to Happiness because we're going to look at Dr. Hawkins' 101 Ways to Peace, some of those things, so you can really grasp what being at this high level of consciousness entails and what's required in order to let go of the lower levels that are blocking you from this experience. And the other thing I like to share is my weekly quiz. It's your weekly dose of higher consciousness quiz. And today it's all holiday related because I'm a big fan of Christmas and the energy of giving and peace on earth, goodwill towards men, and the high vibe frequency of this holiday in general, which if you missed it, I did an entire episode, I think 2 weeks back, about the holiday season and how significant the level of consciousness is around Christmas time and the season of giving. So this week's weekly dose of higher consciousness quiz is about holiday movies. So if you really want to align with the feeling of Christmas and joy and giving and lovingness and peace, there are three holiday movies that are all of higher consciousness, but there is one that is of highest consciousness. So those three movies are Miracle on 34th Street, A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens, and It's a Wonderful Life with Jimmy Stewart. I mean, classic, traditional Christmas stories, all of them. And it's no wonder they're classic because they are of higher consciousness. And that's like an understanding you can come into when higher consciousness has its own attractor field in a big way. And it's no wonder that we're drawn to it because spirit within us is, that's the truth of us, is these higher levels of consciousness. We just block it with all our stuff. So that's the quiz, and I want you to think about which one do you think is of highest consciousness, and I'll tell you at the end of this broadcast. So Miracle on 34th Street, A Christmas Carol, Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, or Jimmy Stewart in It's a Wonderful Life. So I want to talk about the level of consciousness of peace, and peace on earth, goodwill towards men. That statement or that intention coming from the heart and understanding of the truth of it calibrates at 575 on the map of consciousness, which is huge. And that is the land of sainthood. And it's beyond unconditional love and joy. It's beyond that. Unconditional love and inner joy comes in at 540 on the map of consciousness. So this intention for peace on earth and goodwill towards all men and all living things, really, creation in general, calibrates super high level of consciousness. And for you to intend to grasp it and want to understand it and kind of integrate it into your awareness, you're going to raise your level of consciousness. However, if there's things in your consciousness that are blocking that, they're going to have to come up too, because it's going to have to, that has to leave your energy field. It's going to have to come up, come into your awareness, and leave your energy field. And that's a whole other topic about how to let go and removing inner blocks to inner joy. And I'm just going to, you know, if you're new to this broadcast, you're going to want to check out my first 10 episodes because I kind of lay the foundational work for understanding Dr. David R. Hawkins' teachings into the research of consciousness and where true power and truth really exist. Like, if you think you have power needing to be right about everything, you're going to find out you don't, as an example. So you're going to want to understand higher levels of consciousness and lower levels of consciousness and the inherent attractor fields that each one of them is and how much power, power is in all of those different fields. Some have power, some do not, some have tremendous power. Peace, the level of consciousness of peace has tremendous power. And we're going to talk about that out of Dr. Hawkins' book. I'm just going to read this because it's beautifully written. And, you know, he's the expert. I'm just helping convey it in other ways from different perspectives so that it's easier for humanity and viewers and listeners to grasp if you haven't really come into this awareness yet. So the level of consciousness of peace is 600 on the map of consciousness, which is the level considered of the beginning to stages of enlightenment and coming into awareness of who you really are. Now, to put it into context, only 0.4% of the planet calibrates at 540 above. Only like 12 people at last count on the planet calibrated at 600 or above. So there's, you know, beings coming and going at all levels of consciousness, but it's rare to have people above 600 on the planet. So 12 on the planet, or it was up to 22 at one point, which was astounding and huge that we had that level of consciousness on the planet. So the level of peace is rare. And I'm just going to read you what this experience is. Now, for those of you who don't know me, I've had the experience of higher levels of consciousness all over the map. And I've come to understand that I've been in the presence of the level of consciousness of 850 on the map of consciousness, which is huge. It's amazing grace. And it's as Dr. Hawkins would call it, it's ineffable in that you can't describe it. You have to experience it. I highly recommend it. So the level of peace is experienced as perfection, bliss, effortlessness, and oneness. It is a state of non-duality, meaning there is no duality. There's only levels of consciousness, right? There's no black and white, right? There's no good and evil. There is only truth or no truth. That's essentially the understanding of consciousness. So it is a state of non-duality beyond separateness and beyond the intellect. That's why most of us won't get it, and that's why it's difficult to explain, because it's beyond the intellect. It's beyond the mind, which is the level of consciousness of the 400s, which is significantly lower than 600, because it's a logarithmic scale, 10 to the 600th power versus 10 to the 400th power of the mind. Okay, so it's beyond the intellect, as in the peace, this quote, you've heard this quote before, peace that passeth all understanding. It is peace that passeth all understanding. It's hard for me to say. It is described as illumination and enlightenment. It is rare in the human realm, as I just shared with you. Now, there's a bit more to peace, which I'd like to share because it's pretty awesome. And when I experience these high level of consciousness, it feels as if you're going to remain, you're graced with an enormous gift, and that it was beyond my acceptance or willingness to accept that I deserved it when I experienced it. So I want to share that with you, you know. If you don't feel you deserve it, which you could have feelings running because, you know, we're all unworthy to one degree or another. But when you experience it, all you want to do is share it with the world. You can't contain it within yourself. It's that enormous. So I want to talk about this. And Dr. Hawkins has experienced all these levels of consciousness and has been able to write about it for us, which is an enormous gift to the world. And his consciousness came here to be of service in a big way. So peace at this level is no longer a conflict. There is no conflict. There's a total absence of negativity and an all-encompassing lovingness that is experienced as serenity, stillness, and contentment. There is inner quiet and light, a feeling imperturbable. Actions become effortless, spontaneous, harmonious, and loving in their effect. There is a shift of perception of the universe and of our relationship to it. The inner self, this is what I'm talking about. Inner joy is within us all, but we block it. So the inner self, this is what we're talking about, prevails. There's no blocks to it anymore. Spirit is present. Your awareness of divinity and spirit is like unquestionable. It just is. The personal self has been transcended with all of its feelings, beliefs, identities, and concerns. This is the ultimate state sought by all seekers, whether they are religious, humanist, or have no spiritual or philosophical identification at all. Now, this level of consciousness offsets the negativity of like millions of people. It's a huge gift to the world to come into this level of consciousness, because you're in this attractor field that accepts negativity. Hence the imperturbability of someone at this level. It doesn't matter what is in the field. This field is going to offset your negativity. So we've all had moments of profound peace where time and the world seem to suddenly stop, and we have come in contact with the infinite. In recent years, there have been a number of books about the near-death experience. Under various circumstances, this experience has happened to people who have died and then returned to the body. Characteristically, their lives have been transformed by the experience, and they never forget it. Their vision of the world, its significance, and their personal significance in it has changed considerably. So 600 is a quantum leap for most people to even imagine. And it is a quantum leap in consciousness. So another important thing to note is that sages, mystics, spiritual leaders throughout history are in this attractor field that seekers want to be in. And there's something known as, and Dr. Hawkins is one of them. Dr. Hawkins is of significantly high consciousness, huge. And in fact, he never discussed his level of consciousness in any of his books, but it's understood because, you know, the way he speaks, he's letting you know in a different way that he can't speak this without being in that level of consciousness. So he never discusses his level of consciousness, but he has passed, and there are consciousness calibration groups that calibrated his level of consciousness at 998 on a map of 1,000. And Jesus and the Buddha and Krishna are all calibrated at 1,000. And that level of consciousness offsets the negativity of a planet. It's that quantum and huge in nature. So he talks about silent transmission. And when a person reaches the state of peace as enlightened, and so how Dr. Hawkins would describe it, is that you're in the state of peace is considered enlightened and being in a state of grace. I too have been in this state, have experienced it at high levels. It doesn't last though, it comes and goes. Like for me, it would last, I would go in and out of it for like weeks on end. Maybe 3 weeks to a month was the longest stretch of this going on within me. But I've experienced the roller coaster ride of it because I'm not grounded in the experience and the understanding of it. So within and beyond that condition are various advanced states of illumination and levels of realization described by the mystics, sages, saints, and avatars. So between 600 and 1,000 on the map of consciousness, which is rare to be in that state and sustain it, for any period of time, because people, you know, you can experience glimpses of this throughout your life. I've had the grace of experience it for longer than, you know, a whole days on end in and out of that level of consciousness. It's pretty huge. So what I want to get to is that There is a silent nonverbal benefit of being in the actual presence of an enlightened state because the field, this attractor field, is enormous. Classically, it would be an advanced spiritual teacher, saint, or stage that you would be in the presence of and feel the effect of this. And seekers travel great distances to be in the physical presence of this energy field. So if you want to read more, I read right out of the book, Letting Go, The Pathway of Surrender by Dr. David R. Hawkins, about the level of peace. So Dr. Hawkins also did some slideshows on 101 ways to peace. And I typically share his 101 ways to happiness every week. But since it's Christmas time and we're celebrating the Prince of Peace, peace on earth, goodwill towards men, I thought it'd be a nice idea to share some of his 101 ways to peace. And this one that came to me is that you have to accept that the majority of people calibrate below 200 on the map of consciousness and really get that. In fact, 85% of the planet calibrates below 200. So it's no wonder we're caught up in negativity and downward pulling energies and, you know, wars and whatever. A tip for being in peace is to accept that as the truth. We're an evolving planet. You don't want to judge anybody. And the quote, "Judge not, lest ye be judged," can be better understood and accepted, understanding that 85% of this planet calibrates below 200 and doesn't know any better. They haven't been brought into the awareness that there's levels of consciousness to be put into context, to put into understanding, where am I on the map and where do I want to be? And that's one of the reasons why I created this broadcast, is to put into context where true power, true love, true life's fulfillment really exist. And how can you get what you want, so to speak? So some of the other 101 ways to peace is renew thankfulness and gratitude every day. Find something to be grateful for and thankful for. And understand that the mind is an it, not a you. That's a good one. The mind, remember, calibrates at 400 on the map of consciousness. It thinks it's all, and it is not. And it is not who you are either. The truth of you calibrates much higher than 400 on the map of consciousness, and it's beyond the linear mind, which is why we don't get it yet. We're not there. So an interesting calibration that I would have been in the presence of is 850 on the map of consciousness, is God's will. God's will for you is huge, 850. And I was in the presence of what I could only describe as great American, Native American spirit. And great Native American spirit, that presence is grace. Calibrates at 850, that the essence of that is 850, which I found in one of Dr. Hawkins' book, which is how I understand where I was at now. I'm not saying I was at that level, but I was in the presence of that level. So God's will for us is enormous relative to our own will for ourselves, just so you know. And God's will is that you come into the truth of who you are at that level. That's knowing the truth and being in the presence of divinity. That's his will for you, not necessarily buying a new car or the fancy purse. However, everything from where you are to there, filling it all in, is his will for you too, because you're gonna get there eventually. So, some other 101 ways to peace, if you want to be peaceful in 2020, is to keep a sense of humor. And realize that everyone assumes they are right and others are wrong. This is righteous pride, and righteous pride calibrates below 200. So you gotta be willing to let go of being right about anything and step into neutral, which I have a whole episode on stepping into neutral. This is a great starter kit into enlightenment, is to get to neutral, right? which is 250 on the map of consciousness. And here's some other great ones. I don't want to drag this out too long, but if you get Dr. Hawkins' book of slides, he has his entire 101 ways to peace, which you can just look at every day and decide, oh, well, today I'm going to be this way. So here's another one. Seek to understand others rather than change them. This is huge. Trying to change everybody is like shoveling sand against the tide, really, when you understand it. But the lower mind of the ego will keep shoveling sand against the tide, not knowing any better. It's not going to do you any good to try to change anybody. You're much better off changing yourself, letting go of negativity, coming into higher states of consciousness, which offset the negativity of everyone that comes around you. That's a better approach, to be honest. Change yourself. Come into higher consciousness. And when you do, you are the silent transmission of offsetting negativity, whether you know it or not. So that's something to know. Some more 101 ways to peace is serve God rather than the narcissistic ego. And God can be charged, you know, God's got a bad rap at lower levels of consciousness for sure, because the perception is that God is punishing, which is not true, right? God is incredible. God's will for you is huge. It's huge. Anything less than that is your own perception of it, which isn't true. It's tainted by suppressed and repressed emotions of belief going on within your own energy field. Here's two more, and then we're going to end this 101 ways to peace. Seek to participate rather than dominate, right? This is like easygoing. You're going to be part of something. You don't have to control anything because you let go of the narcissistic ego of righteous pride. And you're neutral. You're just there to have fun and participate rather than dominate anything. Domination is all force. And force gets you nowhere, really. It gets you nowhere. Unless you've got higher levels running somewhere else. And lastly, in today's peace episode, level of consciousness of peace, is it's okay to have faults. And I have tons of faults. I'm happy to share them with you. And it's okay to be self-deprecating and acknowledge you've got faults, right? I still feel like I'm probably having righteous pride when I'm teaching or talking sometimes here. And if I do, it's okay, because I still got the energy running within me as it's running throughout mass consciousness. I mean, this planet is running low level of consciousness. So that's it for today's weekly dose of higher consciousness and happy holiday episode, as we're celebrating the Prince of Peace. And just so you know, other very high consciousness leaders throughout history, of course, Christ, Buddha, Krishna, all calibrated 1,000 on the map of consciousness. It's huge, and they offset the negativity of the planet. Other people that calibrated above 600 that you would know of would be Mahatma Gandhi. He was at 770. That's huge. I don't know how we ran a country at that level. You're like, I had a hard time operating in being a part of life at these higher levels. I couldn't accept. I don't know how I would do it, because it's quite a different experience. And Mother Teresa calibrated at 700. That's the level of the mystic, the sage. Saints are at 575. It is no wonder that the people of India flocked to her. Her energy field was huge. And to be in her presence was huge, because she's a channel of grace, healing grace. All right. So I always like to share an affirmation. All right. And use powerful processes in higher consciousness to say an affirmation. So an affirmation about peace could be, I understand that the level of consciousness of peace is far greater than I ever imagined. And I'm willing to accept that the mind is not the truth of peace. Doesn't understand. I'm willing to accept the mind is of a lesser level of consciousness than the level of peace. So this is an affirmation to put things into context, to energize your understanding is kind of what's happening here. I understand that the level of consciousness of peace at 600 is far greater than I could ever imagine. It's a level of enlightenment. And I'm willing to accept that my mind has no idea what that's about because I haven't experienced it. I'm willing to accept that. And you could also say, I'm willing to step into courage on the experience of this level of consciousness. And take it from me. If you step into it, it requires courage if you're running lower levels because there's fear. It can be fear of like, oh my God, do I deserve this? How can I possibly be in the presence of grace and divinity? I'm unworthy. That was my fear. It doesn't pay off to have that fear, let me tell you. There's something else going on that swings you in the opposite direction. When you're in the presence of this much power, whatever you're thinking can manifest. So you can manifest fears, your greatest fears, can come into your awareness, which they did for me, which, hello, is not fun. Okay, so there's some affirmations. Use understanding, willingness, and acceptance. Those are all powerful levels of consciousness. Use them in your affirmations so that you start aligning and bringing to your experience these higher energy attractor fields. Remember, they're just impersonal attractor fields. They're all impersonal. That's where free will comes in here. It's your free will to choose how to perceive and think and believe and act. All right. So there's our affirmations. And then I want to talk about this week's quiz. Which is of highest consciousness? Miracle on 34th Street. These are holiday movies, all worth watching, by the way. And it's no wonder they're holiday traditions is because they're all of higher consciousness. So let me tell you what the calibrations are. Miracle on 34th Street calibrates at, hold on, I thought I had it right here. Give me a second. It's right here. Okay. Miracle on 34th Street calibrates at 390 on the map of consciousness, which is the level of playfulness. Santa Claus was in this movie. There was a Santa in this movie. Santa Claus calibrates at 375. The concept of Santa Claus calibrates at 375. So Miracle on 34th Street at 390 is a very high consciousness and worth watching. Let your kids watch it too, because there's a lot of interesting, loving higher levels of consciousness going on there at 390. And 390 is the level of consciousness around wisdom, which is 385. Playfulness is 375. Santa Claus is 375. It's a good place to hang out. So watch that. It's a Wonderful Life calibrates at 450 on the map of consciousness. This is a incredible level of consciousness. Movies don't typically calibrate above 400 too often, and above 500 rarely. So It's a Wonderful Life at 450. This is more of the land of the mind, but if you watch the movie, there's a lot of unconditional love and gratefulness for Jimmy Stewart's character there. And angels, you know, what was his name? Clarence, the angel. Angels calibrate at 540 on the map of consciousness, and they do exist. They're unconditionally loving and joyful. So there's a mixed bag of consciousness going on there from, you know, the level of the mind, the level of emotionalities in the 300, the mind is 400s, unconditional lovingness and peace and joy is in the 500s, which is what Jimmy Stewart was experiencing at the end. Incredible joy. He was experiencing like 540 at the end of that movie. A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens is of the highest level of consciousness today at 499. Now, genius level individuals calibrate at 499 because it's the doorway. It's genius levels are of the mind, and they haven't become into the awareness that there's more to life than just the mind. And that's at the level of 500, which is another spiritual gateway into the land of love. Love calibrates at 500 and above. So three great movies. I love them all. I've watched them all numerous times, and now I'm going to go sit down probably on Christmas Day and watch them all again, likely on the Hallmark Channel. So I hope you enjoyed this week, this weekly dose of higher consciousness. Next week is going to be New Year's Eve. And I want to talk about setting your intention for loving yourself more in the coming year. So how can you go about loving yourself more? That would be an awesome intention, and it will improve your life tremendously if you can come into higher consciousness around loving yourself in the coming year. So that's next week's episode. If you're enjoying what's going on here, I highly recommend you share this and subscribe to the podcast at trumpeteroftruthradio.com or on the YouTube channel at trumpeteroftruthtv.com. And I just want to end this podcast with this. Love is the truth. Love is tremendously more powerful than anything you could ever imagine. And the only reason we're not aware of that is because it hasn't come into your awareness till now. Love calibrates at 500 on the map of consciousness. Most of us aren't there yet, but it is where true power, true lovingness, true life's fulfillment, and true joy really exist. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah to everybody. I'll see you next week for the New Year celebration. Hey there, Lovey Lou. If you are new to your weekly dose of Higher Consciousness podcast or an avid listener, I have something just for you. I created a landing page with all of my playlists in one place. So for new listeners, I created a playlist called Foundational Basics. This is where you will want to begin to come up to speed on your understanding of the map of consciousness, a proven energy scale for realizing your ultimate potential by Dr. David R. Hawkins, and with where we are now. For avid listeners, I've created playlists for all of my popular topics like 1001 Ways to Be of Higher Consciousness, 1001 Ways to Let Go Of, those great higher consciousness quizzes that helps you test your intuition and develop discernment skills, tools for transformation, high vibe book recommendations, and my general main topics. You can find all of these playlists on the website at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/podcast. Or you can find it in a link below in the show notes. Now back to today's episode.